This is Ben Jensen here from KFRM 550 AM. I'm currently talking to Tony Jesna. He's the Senior Vice President for Insurance at the Farm Credit Services of America. So, Tony, can you talk about what farmers can do now that they may be locked into their crop insurance policies for whether it's corn or soybean? What are some of the main things that producers can focus on after they've locked in on those policies?
Yeah, thanks, Ben. There's really probably four key decisions they need to think about. First one would be, if they're still sitting on last year's crop, they still have decisions to make there. What are they going to do to maximize that revenue? They do have some risk because you got storage, you've got, you know, depends what happens to price, and they've lost their safety net because now your crop insurance, you know, that policy is done. So that's one decision to make, is if you have old crop. But then going forward, now you have a couple decisions to make. One is, now that you've got your price established and your policy set up, start looking at those marketing opportunities to take advantage of, can I forward price into this market, take advantage of where the market may be relative to your cost of production. And then another thing producers need to focus on is, what else do I have for gaps in my coverage? So I need to look at my hail and wind options to see, do I need to look at some of those types of products to kind of shore up where I might have gaps in my coverage? And the last thing, Ben, we're already starting to hear some chatter for producers that say, okay, 22 is in the books already. 23, I've kind of got a good game plan. I'm starting to worry about 24. And will prices start to continue to slip and erode? What can I do for 24? And so we've got producers that will start looking at options, you know, April, May, June, to maybe take some of 24 risk off the table as well.
What situation would a producer be in to necessarily make those decisions for 24? What indicators would they need to see to know they need to do that?
Yeah, Ben, the first thing is every producer, I highly recommend they know their cost of production. And once you know your cost of production, then you need to take a look at and see, okay, is the current market opportunity giving me an option to protect my bottom line? And if not, you know, what can I do to take that off the table? So first of all, it's knowing your cost of production and anticipating where your input costs may be, not only for this year, but if you still have inputs. But what are my input costs expected to be next year? And so knowing that, so that way you know if what's the situation I'm going into. Am I going into it in a loss situation, or do I have an opportunity to maybe take some profit or minimize my risk that way?
And I know you said you were more into talking about the corn and soybeans, but as far as producers who may have had issues with their wheat over the winter and they locked into an insurance policy, what are some options they could have had if that happens in the future, or if they have a policy that they need to check in on from those damages?
Yeah, so with winter wheat and Ben, we also, you know, we have Frontier Farm Credit as part of our organization. So we have a lot of wheat acres in Kansas and also into Nebraska as well. And so the winter wheat, as dry as it's been, some of it's not going to survive the winter very well. So you need to look at where you're at for a stand, and, you know, you might have some decisions to make. Did I take any type of coverage, you know, in terms of my winter option? But you need to look at what's that stand look like, because some producers may say that wheat crop might not survive all the way to harvest. And if so, you might have a different decision to make, is do I tear that up and look at something else? But first step would be to take a look at what you have and then to sit down with your crop insurance agent and say, okay, what are my options available today, and make an informed decision at that point.
All right, well, thank you for joining me here, Tony, at Commodity Classic. Again, everybody, for our listeners, that was Tony Jesna. He is the Senior Vice President of Insurance for the Farm Credit Services of America. And again, everybody, for your listeners, this was Ben Jensen here on KFRM 550 AM.